ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ వాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
So tonight my lecture is on a short paragraph taken from the preface of the book entitled Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And I would like to dedicate this class to a friend of mine who shared some nice thoughts with me this morning. So I'd like to dedicate this class to Bhakta Tim Burleson. May he advance more and more in Krishna consciousness. Before speaking, I must remember where Lord Chaitanya instructs us that we must wear around our necks for constant remembrance. Trinadapi sunichena toror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That in order to come to the platform of incessant chanting, I must feel lower than the blade of grass, lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others, and therefore I would like to offer my respects to you, my audience. Vanchakalpa turubhyascha, kripa sindubhyaye bacha, patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Then if I can do that, then I can really experience this next mantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namai Vakivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, the age of quarrel and confusion, the Iron Age, if you want to make spiritual advancement, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way than the chanting of the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama. Prabhupada begins his preface, there is no difference between the teachings of Lord Chaitanya presented here and the teachings of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Bhagavad Gita is the main scripture of India, most important of all the Vedic scriptures. Why? Because it is a summary of all the Vedic scriptures. There are four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, the Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata. But the Bhagavad Gita is a summary, and if you simply read Bhagavad Gita, then, and if you understand it and accept it, then you have a good gist of what the Vedas are teaching. Lord Chaitanya, he taught that the Vedas are only teaching three things. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. What is Sambandha? To reestablish our forgotten eternal relationship with God. That's the first thing. We have an eternal relationship, but we have forgotten it. So the Vedas are reminding us and instructing us and informing us that we have an eternal relationship with God. Then the next thing Lord Chaitanya pointed out that the Vedas are teaching, Abhideya. What are those activities which reinforce and which actually establish that eternal relationship? Because the eternal relationship is based on service. Before we can talk about the ultimate goal, which is the third level, we have to come to the platform of obedience and service to God. So there is the teachings in the Vedas, practical application of how to reestablish that forgotten relationship of service with God. And then, by doing these two things, reconnecting, reestablishing, and doing the practical activities required, then you reap the fruit, love of God. And Lord Chaitanya taught that love of God is the ultimate goal of life. Generally, in the Vedas, they speak about four Purusha Arthas, or goals of a human being. First, become religious. And the opposite of religious is sinful. So first, become free from sin. Be religious. If you do that, then you will acquire some material facilities. We all require some material facilities. Then, with those material facilities, you can enjoy the senses. And when these three things, dharma, artha, kam, when these things have reached their limit, then one wants to achieve the state of liberation or moksha, where one wants to become free from all material designation entanglement. But Lord Chaitanya said there's something beyond liberation. Beyond liberation is this concept of prema, love of God. Prema, pumartho, mahan. So the Vedas are teaching these three things, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. Prabhupada continues, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are practical demonstrations of Lord Krishna's teachings. So, as Archita, in his short little talk, Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna, the combined form of Radha Krishna. This Wednesday, when we have the festival honoring Srimati Radharani, invariably we will hear repeatedly, Radha and Krishna are one, but they have separated themselves eternally to enjoy spiritual loving affairs. And when Radha and Krishna become one again, that is known as Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. So the Bhagavad Gita is also teaching these three things, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Because all the Vedas are teaching that. If Bhagavad Gita is a summary gist of all the Vedas, Bhagavad Gita is also teaching that. And he said here, Lord Chaitanya is a practical demonstration. Yes, Lord Chaitanya made the process of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana the most easiest you could possibly make it. The Bhagavad Gita requires some study, requires some discipline, but Lord Chaitanya made it so easy because this is the age of Kali, where everyone is slow. Everyone is filled with the mind disturbed. So Lord Chaitanya made it so easy. Chant, dance, take prasad. Chant the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And by nicely chanting, the symptom will be that you will feel the urge to dance, because that's the symptom of the soul. In the spiritual world, everyone's dancing. Here in the material world, we walk, we run, and we think we are dancing. But by that dancing, we become exhausted and frustrated. But in the spiritual world, everyone is dancing in step with Krishna. That is the goal. We want to dance in step with Krishna. It's like when they have dancing, not this modern dance, but the classical dancing, one person was the leader, the other one followed. So in the spiritual world, Krishna is the leader, and everyone is following the lead dance steps of Krishna, culminating in the rasa dance. So, Lord Chaitanya says, chant Hare Krishna. Dance in step with Krishna and then, for refreshment, take nice Krishna prasad. Delicious food offered to Krishna. And I think you will all agree with me that here in Los Angeles, the prasad is very tasty. All in favor say Hari Bol. Chant, dance, and take prasad. Lord Krishna's ultimate instruction in the Bhagavad Gita is that everyone should surrender unto him, Lord Krishna. Yes. Bhagavad Gita is teaching five subject matters. What is God? What is the living entity? What is this material nature that we're struggling with? What is karma? What is this business of action and reaction? And what is eternal time? These are the five subject matters. So, ultimately, at the end, when Krishna comes to the conclusion, 18 chapters, beginning with his instruction in chapter 2, the ABC lesson, Arjuna, and when Krishna addresses Arjuna, he's addressing each and every one of us. First lesson of transcendental knowledge, you're not the body. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're not American. You're not Hindu. You're not this, that. These are all dreams. The Bhagavad Gita points out, first thing Krishna says, if you're not the body, then what are you? Eternal soul. And then later Krishna says, and this soul is part and parcel of me. So we're part and parcel of God. That's the beginning lesson. But the end, and then throughout the rest of the 16 chapters, Krishna then comes to the point, Arjuna, surrender. As Prabhupada writes here, Krishna promises to take immediate charge of such a surrendered soul. If you see on the altar, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, their arms are like this, right? That means they're surrendered. Right? When you surrender, you throw your arms up. Okay, I surrender. I give up. No more fighting. I surrender. So for millions and millions and millions of lifetimes, we have been competing with Krishna. We have trying to imitate him. But the result is frustration. Because we're not fit for the job. That's the problem. We want to be the supreme enjoyer. We're not fit, no matter how hard we try. We want to be the supreme owner. We're not fit. And we want to think of ourselves as everyone's best friend. But even you try to be everyone's best friend, still, someone is going to say, you're no good. You may try and try to be everybody's buddy, like the politician. Politician likes to think, I'm everyone's friend, vote for me. But there's 50% that can't stand him. So in the material world, everyone, to a lesser and greater degree, trying to imitate Krishna. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, by the way, I am the supreme enjoyer. And by the way, everything belongs to me. I created it. You didn't create it. I created it. And I'm everyone's best friend. Why? Because I am in everyone's heart. That makes me everyone's best friend. I'm everyone's closest friend. And not only that, Krishna says, by the way, your knowledge, your intelligence, your remembrance, your forgetfulness, where do you think it comes from? You? Krishna says, no, it comes from me. You may have a very good friend, wife, lover, companion. And you may sometimes embrace that person and they can get close to you. But Krishna is closer because Krishna is right there inside our hearts where we live. We live in the heart, and Krishna is our next door neighbor. And there's a nice analogy. It's explained in the Upanishads, and it's also explained by Krishna in his Uddhava Gita, in the Bhagavatam. Two birds sitting on the tree. The tree is this material body or the material manifestation, whichever you like. One bird represents you and me, the soul, the individual. We're eternally an individual, Bhagavad Gita teaches. Eternally an individual. Not this body, but the person inside. We, the real you and me, we are an eternal individual person. And we are like a bird that's flying from branch to branch. Why? We want to taste two fruits. That's it. No need for Trader Joe's anything. You just get two fruits. In this material world, regardless of the body, regardless of who you are, you only get two fruits. Happiness, distress. That's it. Sorry. Store closed. So, we are flying around from body to body. 8,400,000 different types of body, tasting happiness and distress. Prabhupada, one of the first lectures I heard Prabhupada give back in New York in 1973. Prabhupada was saying that in the material world, the highest pleasure is sex. But we don't understand that whether you enjoy sex as an insect or a human being or a big, big demigod, the taste is the same. And then he gave a nice analogy. He said, milk. Milk is delicious foodstuff, like we say in the commercial. It does a body good. So milk is so delicious. And Krishna was very fond of milk. We drink milk. So Prabhupada said, whether you drink milk out of an iron pot or a golden pot, the taste of the milk remains the same. So you may think, I will enjoy sex pleasure as a demigod, but the actual taste of the sex life, the happiness, is no different than what an animal or insect is experiencing. Same exact thing. So, two fruits. Now the other bird, he's not flying from branch to branch. Why? He's self-realized. The other bird knows the happiness is just knowing that I exist as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't need to seek out pleasure externally. Krishna in the heart, he is the reservoir of all pleasure. And this other bird, Krishna in the heart, known as Paramatma, is waiting for the other bird, you and me, to stop our flying business, turn to him, and say, I surrender. At that point, then we can begin to become free and to become really happy. We all want to be happy. Nobody wants to be miserable, although we make so many bad decisions, and that's why we're miserable. But basically, everybody wants to be happy. The problem is, we don't know how to do it. Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to be happy. And Lord Chaitanya is giving you a process, easy process, how to be happy. As one great Bengali poet said, Kevala Anandakanda. Lord Chaitanya's process is simply happiness, simply blissful, simply joyful. Chant, dance, take prasad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, The bird in the tree, super soul, Krishna is waiting for us to turn to him. Then Prabhupada says, Krishna promises to take immediate charge of such a surrendered soul. So we want that. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're asking Krishna, please take charge of me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already in charge of the maintenance of this creation by virtue of his plenary expansion, Shirodakashayi Vishnu. But this maintenance is not direct. However, when the Lord says that he takes charge of his pure devotee, he actually takes direct charge. So this means it's very personal. Krishna is a person. As I said, we are individuals eternally. Krishna is also an eternal individual person. And by surrendering to Krishna, we can come to that stage where he will take direct charge. It'll be a one-to-one relationship of love. A pure devotee is a soul who is forever surrendered to the Lord. Yes. Surrender is not a one-time thing. I paid my dues. I don't have to pay him again. Oh, I surrendered once. No, that's not surrender. Here it is. Forever surrendered. It's not a one-time thing. No, surrender forever means moment to moment, day in, day out, year in, year out, life in, life out, forever. I'm forever surrendered. That is another meaning of this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just as a child is surrendered to its parents or an animal to its master in the surrendering process. So here, Prabhupada will outline, that's a classic verse from Lord Chaitanya. What does it mean to surrender? We hear so much about surrender. I may think I'm surrendered. You may think, now we will know that this surrendering to Krishna means six things. So now there's a checklist. And we can see, am I really surrendered? This requires honest introspection. So I'm going to read these six things. Now you ask yourself, how do you tally with this? So number one, the devotee accepts things favorable for discharging devotional service. Number two, rejects things unfavorable. Number three, always believes firmly in the Lord's protection. Number four, feels exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Number five, have no interest separate from the interest of the Lord. And number six, always feel oneself meek and humble. So these are the six items which means I'm surrendered. The Lord demands that one surrender unto him by following these six guidelines. But the unintelligent, so-called scholars of the world misunderstand these demands and urge the general mass of people to reject them. At the conclusion of the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna directly orders, always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me alone and offer obeisances unto me alone. By so doing, the Lord says, one is sure to go to him in his transcendental abode. But the scholarly demons misguide the mass of people by directing them to surrender not to the personality of Godhead, but rather to the impersonal, unmanifested, eternal, unborn truth. So that's just a glimpse of what is there in Srila Prabhupada's preface of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. In finishing, I just want to emphasize what he said at the beginning, that Lord Chaitanya's movement, Lord Chaitanya, is a practical demonstration of what Krishna is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, as I said at the beginning, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So now, what I would like everyone to do is face Krishna, and let's chant, now that we've heard something, what should be our mentality, what should be our mood, and let's really, really pray to Krishna that yes, I want to be a soul forever surrendered to you. Let's see what kind of chanting we come up with.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Haribo Gaura Haribo. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Thank you very much. I think now we should all go and take prasadam. We chanted, we danced, we heard some philosophy. Now comes for the practical application, honoring Krishna prasadam. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Something for you. Come here. It was fantastic. It's fantastic. Purpose is here. Hare Krishna.
Oh, good.
For you, I mean, it's nothing, but still.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's needed.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Have no interest separate from the interest of the Lord, no independent desire, and the other one is similar to, I think it's like no other shelter, to have no other shelter, like some people, they worship this god, that god, but you said exclusive, right?
Exclusivity.
Yeah. Oh, always expecting his protection. That you'll always be protected. That's it.
Can I repeat?
Favorable, unfavorable. Exclusive. Always expecting Krishna's mercy.
Feel protection.
No independent desire. And meek and humble. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Sanskrit term.
Oh, I don't know the verse. It's in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66.
in the purport, he gives the